Bono said something about God at some point, and they were like, ah, we can listen to it, it's fine. And so they started stocking it.
He lied.
Christian
Maybe.
Stores.
But by and large.
And they're like, hey, U2 is okay for us to listen to.
Yeah.
Okay, it's but, not satanic.
Sure, okay, but I believe you. Yeah. But by and large, there's a Christian music scene. There's a whole...
Absolutely.
There's a network. Most of the shit isn't there because it accidentally got filed there. These people are trying to be successful Christian artists. And I mean, I remember Amy Grant famously was like the big shit in Christian music. And then she's like, fuck this. And she made an album about getting banged.
In fact,
that is evil.
In fact, there are people who purposefully go into Christian contemporary music because the market there, number one, there are people who don't steal music. And number two, you know, if you can make something kind of
bullshit, they don't steal music.
Look,
fuck off.
By and large,
Christians don't steal music. No, dude, fuck by and off. Large.
By I think if you're listening to this shit, you probably don't even know how to download shit. Illegally.
Look, these are kids. People, look, okay. These are people that buy music. And number two, if your music's even halfway decent, you're probably going to be better than 98% of the artists that are in the field.
Because everyone's so bad.
Because there's a lot of bad artists in that genre.
And here's another one of them. Matt Marr.
Let my song join the world. I believe this guy.
Yeah, this guy does not want to go to hell.
This guy has never performed Cunnilingus.
Jesus, make me not gay.
He's not working. He's praying like a motherfucker. Stop me wanting to suck this dick. Oh, please, Lord. Get the dick out of my mouth. Covered in sin and covered in semen.
I respect women, and someday I could grow to love them.
I heard mercy. Oh, this guy is a bag of fuck.
Yeah.
Holy shit.